Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello. My name is Jarvis Smith, and you are listening to Candle of Knowledge. One of the things that I talked about is just the void and how that's been a reoccurring thing on Candle of Knowledge. In particular, just about the emptiness sometimes and the, you know, memories of my parents and everything like that of when they come to me. You know, just the loss and just the things that you used to do and how that's created this, you know, open, empty space that I've called the void in past episodes. But in particular, one thing I'm beginning to learn to do by doing this project, kind of getting into the core of what's kind of driving me, what's making me upset, what's making me maybe feel the elements of grief, feel the things of grief, and kind of really explore that feeling and that emotion and not being afraid to really go there. One of the things that I like to do oftentimes that I found myself doing is listening to, you know, the Candle of Knowledge playlist that I put together. It's just a collection of songs that are, some of them are inspirational, some of them are, you know, very like songs that are talking about people's struggles or just adversities or overcoming things, whatever. But it's just really, those songs just help me really tap into those feelings of that kind of often come on with when I think about parents or thinking about grief or thinking about things that just aren't necessarily pleasant. And I know that sometimes the initial feeling may be, in general, would be just to kind of not face those feelings, to kind of avoid things that can bring on those type of feelings of grief and void and just emptiness or whatever. But one thing that I began to learn is just to kind of understand a little bit more. I don't want to use the word control because, you know, you can't control your emotions, but I think just understanding them a little bit more and not being afraid to tap into those emotions and to explore those feelings a lot more deeper. You know, I'm a type of person that when I am able to like really zone out and listen to music and really, you know, I'm vibing with the music, whatever, having that flow, and it's just really, I'm really able to visualize things and be able to see things a lot more. I've always been that type of like, you know, person when it comes to music. That's what, you know, that's what it does for me. It just kind of gives me like that visual stimulation too. You know, and those memories, you know, of my mom and my dad, and, you know, they become more vivid and stuff like that. You know, the past memories, the memories maybe in their final moments or whatever. And, you know, and instead of like being afraid of them and not wanting to experience that or having this be like a trauma thing, I've just been able to, you know, to utilize it, to kind of understand it more, to use it as a sense of healing by embracing those things. And I think that's the biggest part, is just embracing it a lot more and not being afraid to kind of go there. I think that's the best way to put it, not being afraid to kind of have those type of deep thoughts, those tough thoughts, and not being challenged by them, not being afraid of them. I think that's been the biggest thing for me that's allowed me to kind of help move forward and also just kind of gain more of a perspective and understanding and acceptance of their passing. I think that's the biggest thing, and just not being afraid of it. I know sometimes the common urge is to find things that may try to remove your thoughts from it that may try to distract you, or that can be a substitute for something else. And sometimes you can find that in other things that you do, whether it be positive activities or even negative activities or whatever. But instead of like trying to run away from it, I think honestly it's been very helpful for me to kind of embrace it and find more strength in it. And I think that's something that I really didn't really know to realize until I started doing this project and really started continuing to tap into them and really kind of explore them and just be more comfortable with them and talking about certain things that I was concerned about, talking about certain things that I was, you know, afraid of, talking about certain things that maybe I'm not, you know, I wasn't ready to think about, but now I am type of situation. So that's been very important. I think that's been an amazing coping mechanism for me. And just to be able to kind of go deeper into it, because yeah, you know, those feelings of the void and everything that, you know, the initial shock of my father passing and then, you know, my mom passing, all that stuff that kind of comes along with it, it was tough to kind of digest those things. But now it's just like, I think that this has definitely made me more mature and more accepting about the concept of death and the things that kind of come along with it, but also just the grieving process and just that whole entire stage and just, you know, saying like, okay, I'm accepting now and I'm done with the grieving process. No, but I think it's just, you kind of understand the place of the void and how the void cannot just be this, it isn't this negative thing that you got to look at it like this. Like, no, it's something that is a part of you that, you know, if you understand what it is and what it means and what those feelings basically feel like, you can kind of utilize that to kind of understand and help improve on yourself. And I think that's how it's been utilized for me. It's been a very, I think now I'm at the point where it's becoming a more helpful tool than a negative tool than it was maybe 3 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever, when my parents passing were fresh. And now it's definitely more of a tool that I can utilize to kind of really tap into the more, you know, moments where I need to kind of take it there as far as with my ideas and my thoughts and really say the things that need to be said to get my point across and get that off my chest or whatever, and just not be afraid of it. You know, I think that's one of the biggest things that I'm beginning to take away from. And it's all coming from just being more comfortable and understanding the place of the void and not being afraid of it and really exploring it and letting it be a part of me. Just the idea of, you know, finding a place of healing and being vulnerable about the death of my parents, you know, how that has just allowed me to be more like candid and honest, you know, and just having that more, like I said, tougher conversations and not being afraid of having those tougher conversations and finding those strengths in that, you know, that's been a good way for me. It's just been super helpful and healthy for me to understand that and just really kind of embrace that a lot more. I think that's something that I didn't think I was going to be able to get to, but I was able to get there through the things like working on Candle and Knowledge, like listening to music and just finding and creating a playlist, you know, that allowed me to kind of explore those emotions, the different songs and just the different themes and the different feelings of these songs and everything like that. Like, that's something that, you know, it's very helpful. And it allowed me to, you know, kind of just wrap my head around it a lot more and just not be timid or afraid to have those conversations with myself, you know, those thoughts. I think that's usually the hard part too. It's just like having a conversation with yourself, because sometimes, yeah, you can put the front on with your friends or your family or something like that. Or even maybe if you're feeling down, you know, your friends or your family can bring you up. But, you know, when you're by yourself, it's like, okay, you know, but no, for me, I know that's been a very helpful thing to be able to explore the void on my own and have those conversations with myself mentally and everything like that, you know, and even out loud to verbalize it too through this medium and just to say it. It's been so impactful and helpful and important. So that's something that I constantly feel like has been the good trait and almost like the secret, you know, to really, for me, overcoming, you know, or dealing with the grief and facing these things and overcoming some of the more common negative things that can come your way and the thoughts that can come your way or the overall emotions that can come your way when dealing with uncertainty, when dealing with, you know, certain things that put pressure on you or that make you feel like you're not going to be able to come or whatever. So that's something I've been finding very helpful and just really tap into that one. Again, I said it before, but I just mean it. Really being able to tap into it and not being afraid and just being okay with being vulnerable enough to go there and however that outcome's going to be. You know, I usually, you know, used to find that in creating music and stuff like that and writing, but now looking at this as a creative project and just finding different ways of expression and stuff like that, as I said before, being a big part of my identity and having that outlet and to vocalize and to express myself that's been key and so important. But in particular with the void, with understanding grief and understanding death and understanding, you know, the death of my parents, to be more specific, those things have just been, you know, able to be put in perspective a lot more easier and to be more accepted and to have more clarity on that by being able to explore the void and just to be able to, you know, go to my playlist, put the headphones on, you know, and just to have those deep thoughts and not run away from those deep thoughts. And that's something that's just been very, very fortunate to kind of understand and to be able to have and to be able to do. That's why I even think about an episode like The Place Beyond the Void, you know, that episode going to that one was a very emotional one and a tough one for me to have because, you know, I didn't necessarily want to talk about my father's infidelities and stuff like that, but just to kind of tap into the playlist, tap into those ideas and those thoughts and those feelings that I had about that, you know, before he passed away, I want to say something about that. You know, that's something that I want to initially talk about, you know, on the episode Black and stuff like that, but I didn't get to vocalize it until then. So now thinking about going where I'm at currently with my life and all the other situations that I'm facing with everything, it allows me to kind of still tap into that one. That's something that I still use, you know, and it's been helpful. So running away from situations or running away from tough topics or running away from things like, you know, the realities of things like death and stuff like that, it's been more accepting for me to deal with and to understand by being able to embrace it and to have that, you know, used as like a suit of armor instead of like a weight holding me down, but now like a piece of armor that I'm able to put on and, you know, utilize and move forward in my life with some of the tough things that, you know, that I may face or come across in any given moment. Candle and Knowledge is a
Line Slayer Audio
production recorded at My Workstation Works OC. And if you want more information about the podcast, please visit candleandknowledge.com. That's candleandknowledge.com. Also, if you like what you heard and you want to support the podcast, I'm using Acast Supporter. This is a feature that will allow you to contribute a small amount of money towards me, the creator, to create more content and more episodes down the line for the podcast series. In the show notes of this episode is a direct link to my Acast Supporter page, which will give you more information on how to do so. All right, thanks for listening, and I hope you subscribe and share with someone you appreciate. Take care.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.